Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Hey, Patrick, how about those Vikings? You told us in October.
8-0.
Calmed everyone down.
4-0 against the Lions and the Bears October 8th. While the Bears were beating Tampa Bay, I was watching them saying, they suck. They're terrible offensively. They were terrible that night offensively. But Matt Nagy's on the TV right now. And you know what this is? More evidence that the stupidest thing Associated Press and the baseball writers of America and the NFL writers of America, pro football writers of America, and everybody else does is vote on managers of the year and coaches of the year just because who was mildly better than we expected them to be, right? That's the only...
That's a standard.
You know, you can win 100... Right. You can go 112-50 in baseball, but you're not going to be the manager of the year because we knew you were going to be good, right?
Yes.
And this Nagy, he comes in, the Bears have a good year. Oh, boy, he's a bright young genius, and we all have to hire bright young geniuses like Matt out of nowhere, like Matt Nagy. And it turns out the guy's a moron, and I think you and I both agreed. We talked about it earlier. When he became so fixated on a kicker,
yes,
that there's a million of them. Everybody goes through it. Somebody misses one. The kid had a good year, Parkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
He missed a big kick. You had to run him out. He spent a year and a half fixing his kicking instead of keeping his football team as good as it was. And by the way, I'll take Trubisky over Nick Foles any day because he can at least run out of trouble. There is no way you could put the kind of pass rush the Vikings put on Foles last night on Trubisky because you'd run behind him and he'd take off and run 20 yards down the field.
That's true.
This guy's just a sitting target. And I can't remember. Did he use a couple of years ago? Could he move?
I don't think he ever moved, Greg.
He can't move anymore.
Oh, my God. He's a statue now.
And right off the bat, they pointed out that the one pass, second quarter maybe, he had the guy open. And he throws this lobber down there. Right? Was that the one Harrison Smith picked off, right?
Yes.
You got to have enough.
It was high and it got tipped.
Well, yeah, but... Oh, then another one that he just they needed it for a first down, and he just lobbed it in the guy, and it got knocked away. I mean, he's brutal. Man, that was, as I said, I don't know how the Vikings only won that game. You know, that we still didn't know if they were going to win with 2 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they...
And they wouldn't have if Foles had been good last night.
No, and... Because some bad might have been befallen them. But, even on that, when they had their last possession there and he tried to hit, I mean, not the last possession where they had no chance.
Yeah.
When he tried to hit him, he had a guy wide open.
Yeah.
On the right sideline that could have ran down to the 20-yard line, you know.
That offense was painful to try and watch.
Oh, man, the Bears, wow. They are terrible. I think they're worse than the Lions.
So who's gone?
They're defensively. They're okay.
Patricia's gone.
Patricia's gone.
Nagy, I think, now is gone. And the GM's gone.
Yeah, they got to get rid of him.
Because he's the one who drafted Trubisky, Ryan Pace. So he'll be gone.
He'll be gone, yeah.
And meanwhile,
Zim and...
Actually, you know what Zim might get at this rate, Pat? Coach of the Year votes.
He might get Coach of the Year votes. That's true. If they
were 1-5.
Well, let's say they go... And it's not out of the realm of possibility to go 10-6.
No.
Right? Because they're going to be 7-5.
Yeah, they
right?
should be. Yes, 100%.
They're going to be 7-5. And if they go 10-6, he'll probably be coach of the year.
That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't previously, right, here?
No.
Anyway, when they had the Minneapolis Miracle team, he wasn't.
I don't think he would know.
But it is amazing I believe Mr. Suhan wrote a column on opening day for the Gophers that this could become a Gopher town. Then they got their ass kicked by Michigan, which kind of hurt the premise. But the Vikings were by then already 1-3, maybe?
Yeah, Gophers opened in, was it?
Early October.
Early October, yeah. Yeah, they're probably 1-4.
Yeah, and theory was the Gophers beat Michigan. Who's going to beat them? They got this easy schedule, at least going up to Iowa.
Oh, God.
And they're horrible. And now the Vikings look like a good team in a league that's not very good. Not very good.
Hell no.
The NFC is terrible.
No.
And now the Saints lost Breeze, although I'm the world's last Jameis Winston fan. But
why are you still a fan of his?
I just love the way he throws the ball. He's just got to stop throwing it to the other team. His delivery is fantastic. The ball's easy to catch. It's just, I don't know. He's an athlete. I just think he's a dunderhead.
Oh, yes.
But the right coach, I thought that Belichick, he could go up there and McDaniel and those guys, and they could teach him to, you know, throw the ball to the guys in our shirts, because he throws a great football, but I don't think the Saints are in trouble. I think the Saints are still probably the best team, even with him playing quarterback. Now, you don't want to take him into the playoffs, probably. But
where's Breeze coming back, though? What, broken ribs and a collapsed lung?
It's 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It's 5 weeks.
The collapsed lung would concern me greatly if I was Drew Breeze.
They're saying 2 or 3 weeks. He's 41 or 2, isn't he? 40? 41?
Yeah. Yeah. It's right around there.
But, you know who could end up going to the Super Bowl? Brady. Even though the Saints just kicked the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Tampa Bay could end up, going to the Super Bowl.
There are very few teams in this conference that if they went, I would be truly shocked.
Yeah.
Who are going to make the playoffs?
Well, if they ever got back in shape, the Rams are pretty good, but they're missing so many guys.
The kid I want to see, Kyler Murray. He's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a different breed of cat, man, but... yeah, he's a smaller Lamar Jackson. He was he's had a couple of clunkers, but he's certainly changed the approach down there.
That play to end the game against the Bills on Sunday is the damnedest thing.
Yeah, well, it was a good enough throw. I mean, it was in the general vicinity,
right,
considering he had to get out of a lot of trouble. But the catch was the best I've ever seen for a contested. All those others you look at as fortunate,
yes, because they get tipped sometimes,
too. Yeah, they get tipped.
Somebody
falls down. This, he had three guys who defended him perfectly, all up in the air with him, and he went slap and caught the ball and brought it down. It was the damnedest catch I've ever seen with, I believe, 1 second remaining, right?
Two.
Two
actually,
seconds
yes,
remaining.
Because they put the second back on the clock, so there were 2 seconds left.
How stupid does Houston? I mean, what was Houston doing? What was this about? But Bill, you know what this was about? Bill O'Brien thinking he was the smartest guy in America, right?
Yes.
You're not going to take what I'm offering you. I don't need you. I can, it's.
Yeah, boy, that's all. That's what it was. He thought
raving
he wasn't going to pay Hopkins, and I don't think that he liked him much, and so he thought that. But the trade he took is what's ridiculous. Like the Vikings, I give them credit. The Diggs trade got them a lot back.
Oh yeah, it did.
This guy took what, David Johnson back and a draft pick?
Yeah, and a draft pick. Yeah, and it wasn't a number one, right?
I don't think it was. But I mean, I don't care what the one pick is. If that's basically what you get back and a broken down player, you're an idiot.
Yes.
And you probably should have been fired when you took that trade. To the people who own the team at that point, so they could have blocked it.
Well, did you, by the way, just see that McNair's widow now runs the team, is the president,
yep,
and I think the family has, a son or a daughter or something? They fired the PR person, who's the woman who's the PR person, who's supposed to, all the NFL guys love her. She's great, the national guys. But she was tweeting out, Trump getting beat celebration tweets You know,
oh, is that what got her fired?
They don't say but she doesn't fit the culture here because the McNairs were some of the biggest donors to the Republican. In 2016, I think he was the biggest donor.
Firing your PR person in season is about the weirdest thing you could do.
Yeah, especially when you're saying she was not a cultural fit. Yeah. In other words, she was supposed to be. If she would have tweeted out, it was fixed. The election was fixed. Don won. She would have gotten a new contract.
Stop the count.
Yeah.
Or keep the count going. Whichever one suits.
Depends upon which state it is. Yep. But stop the count or keep the count going. But, yeah, they fired her for not being a cultural fit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is the everybody, you know, it is funny how the pro-Trump crowd is very upset about the NFL and the NBA and baseball embracing Black Lives Matter and doing all these things. Meanwhile, the owners, especially in the NFL, are giving millions. Now, the poll ads are the opposite. They're
And so are the Wilfs, I think.
The poll ads and the Wilfs are donators to the Democratic side, mostly. But but for the large part, the NFL has got 28 guys giving big money to the Republicans.
Do you think Jerry Jones is a happy camper right now? I'm willing to bet he's not.
No, he's probably not in a good mood. But it is funny. I know a lot of people root against the Cowboys because they're America's team and all that crap. And by the way, they haven't been in the NFC title game since, what, 90s?
The 90s,
since they beat Denny, right? And 96 down there? Was it that playoff game down in Dallas?
I think that's right.
96
yeah.
or something. They haven't been a playoff game. They haven't been in the NFC title game in 25 years.
Yep.
And but the only reason I've root against them is because I like to see Jerry miserable. Don't you?
It's great.
It is to see him up there suffering. And
Red, just beat Red.
Mm-hmm. He's got to be pushing 80, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he bought the team in 90, didn't he?
His kid apparently is as big a jackass as he is, too. Steve, is it Steve?
Oh, the kid that runs the team Steve, or helps run the team.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's Steve. He is. But I will say this. The kid is less impulsive. So the kid actually, the kid's actually not as big of a knee-jerk guy, but that does not mean he's not a jackass.
Well, it used to be funny, man. I covered enough, not a lot of Cowboys games, but enough Cowboy games to see the in-locker room Jerry media session over in one of the corners where there were more reporters talking to him than any of the players.
Yeah.
Yeah, that every, you know, the Dallas, where they had three newspapers and they were all fighting like hell. They, you know, they had the Jerry guy, man. You know, somebody had to get Jerry after every game. It was like getting Steinbrenner after Yankee games.
Can you imagine that, though?
Yeah.
Like here.
Yeah, right.
If like Wilf talked after games.
We had to talk to somebody had to get Ziggy after every game. Get Ziggy on Zoom. Yeah. I wonder if Jerry's, they probably just do the press conferences. They don't worry about Zoom in Texas, probably, huh?
Yeah, I think you have to do Zoom, don't you? I think
the league
mandates Zoom now.
I
think they love Zoom.
I found out, by the way, that the Timberwolves is all Zoom tomorrow night.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Interviews are all Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
So Gerson on Zoom.
Uh-huh.
As boring as Gerson is, live and in person, Gerson on Zoom will really light up the room. Where did we get this guy? I don't know if he's any good, but he says nothing. I see we had more Malik Beasley quotes today. He's part of the family. This is the funniest story in the history of this century in Minnesota sports. The notebook with the rules for where you can smoke marijuana when you're visiting the Beasleys, because there's an urchin in the house. We don't want the baby. That's very responsible. We don't want the baby getting
I didn't see this.
Yes.
So we've got instructions?
There's this notebook down on a table next to basically where you pick up your cigarettes, I think, or whatever the hell you pick up.
Sure, yeah.
And this was in the October 30th story that the great Paul Walsh does. Paul Walsh writes some great stuff for this trip. But it was there was a notebook there with instructions on where you should smoke in the house.
So there's only certain areas.
Yes.
So what? But his story was what? That he also had a gun and that somebody stopped in front of his house and he told him to get out from in front of his house in Plymouth?
What I heard, I think Johnny K told me this, that these guys were doing a parade of homes.
Okay.
They had the thing, and it was like getting on to be later in the afternoon on a Sunday, but this guy and his wife were just driving around. And Beasley'd only been in this house for a month or 6 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And apparently one of those houses right there in the neighborhood was in the parade of homes. So I guess they – now, the what they said was they were on the street in front.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, they might have pulled into the driveway thinking it was the parade of homes. And then they backed out. And then he came out and rapped on the window with the gun. And then told them to get the hell out of there. And then when they were driving down the street, he pointed the gun at him. He pointed the gun at him like he was going to shoot.
Yep.
And then the cops came back and said, well, they went looking for the gun, right?
Yep.
And they went in the house and they found the gun and they found the marijuana.
The marijuana.
And then they found the marijuana and the notebook.
Notebook is great.
But guess
what? I gotta find the
story. Okay. Guess what? He's still part of our family. We got the Timberwolves have the family.
So, okay.
We're big on the family. Gerson's quote, the first time mentioned family about six times, and today there was more Gerson quotes with the family mentioned. It's if he's part of our family. No, he's not. He's a guy you're paying a lot of millions of dollars to, and if you draft Anthony Edwards,
he'll be out of the family.
You probably don't want him back, right?
Hey, it's the mafia, right? You're in the family, you're out of the family. You could be out of the family tomorrow.
Yeah, the idea you're going to pay him. By the way, I saw something on them I didn't realize today, and I should have realized this. I didn't. James Johnson, you know, they made the trade, great trade with Miami,
yep.
And blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
You know how much you got to pay him next year?
How much?
$16 million.
Okay.
Now, he has the option. He can either opt in
or
opt out.
He ain't opting out.
As I said, he could opt out and go to training camp with somebody and hope to make the team and get $2 million.
Yep.
Or he could get $16 here. I got a hunch that he's going to think her over for a while and say, give me the 16.
I'll take the 16.
Yes.
From a league where they're not going to pay guys.
No.
Unless you're a star player.
Well, what are they going to do? Their revenue is between, you know, they took the big China hit.
Yes.
Previously because of Daryl Morey, you know, the China basically made it illegal to advertise with the NBA.
And they quit showing games, didn't they?
Yeah.
Till like the finals. I think they might have showed one game in the finals.
Yes. And then they took that hit, and then, of course, the no fans in the stands hit, and they've already basically – they're going to try to start December 22nd with no fans. They're not going to start December
22nd. How are sports, basketball, pro, college, how are they going to pull this off right now with all of the cases?
Nothing. They aren't. But Wednesday, I guess, Walls is going to tell us that the preps are down. I think he's shutting down the preps.
Football included?
Everything.
Because they're not done, right?
They're playing tonight, I think. There's the first round of the playoffs.
So he's going to shut them down, right?
That's the way it sounds. They're going to shut down and basically make all schools go to remote learning, which most of them have done, at least in the metro area.
How do parents do this? This is what I want to know. God bless these people who had kids intending to send them to school for a long time.
Well, Reavers' wife is in the medical business, and Reavers is, you know, at working here, and they got two young ones. I've been around both of them. They can't take care of themselves. They can't be trusted. That Leland cannot be trusted to listen to Will. I can tell you that. Who's six or seven or something? I don't know what they're going to do. What do you do?
I don't know. I admire these poor folks.
The other thing is, if you're
who are stuck with their kids now,
and plus you're the woman, the daycare woman.
Yep.
Do you want all those kids in your house now with this thing? I mean, that you've been
not unless I get a big increase in what my pay is.
That's right.
For said services.
Yeah, it's
for watching children.
It is a mess. It is definitely going to be a mess.
But
I don't know how you
don't get how you play Like, is an NBA and hockey, are they going to travel these teams around?
That was the idea, yeah. Play a regular schedule. But I don't think that anybody is of the feeling that there's any sense in going back into a bubble, you know?
No, I would agree with that.
I think he's also telling college, from what I read today, he's just recommending to colleges that they go all...
Wallses? Or who?
Yeah, Walls. That they go all remote distance learning, too. Well, how are you going to play your sports then? I mean, how can we play sports and not have students on campus?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I mean, that just...
I'm telling you, Pat, if I am a football player, I now consider myself a professional. Like, yeah. If I'm being brought in to play games and not to learn on campus, that is as good a case as you will ever have for being considered a professional, because what you're doing is helping these guys make TV money, and that's it.
25% of the games postponed in the FBS this week, and it's going to be higher next week. And I see Miami had to postpone their next three, and now they're going to try to play them. But they're all getting pushed back to
the 19th of December,
November and December. Well, what do you think's going to happen?
I know
it's not going to. These guys got a virus. They got a vaccine that we might be able to give to medical workers and others on the front lines sometime in February. You know,
yeah.
I mean. What do we think? Why do we think it's going to get better?
Because we keep thinking that. We thought that in May.
Yes.
We thought, by November it'll be done.
Well, when everybody said, we're going to push the fall season to the spring and blah, blah, blah. Well, and we're going to push all this stuff back to the fall. And at the same time, they were telling us we're going to get a big surge in the fall and the winter when everybody gets indoors, which we have.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, they were pushing this stuff back, thinking that something was going to fall out of the sky and we wouldn't
have
any.
Eternal optimists as humans. I think that's what it is.
Because
you're right, it doesn't make sense.
I've never been afflicted with that.
Nor have I. But I've observed that of the human condition.
Yes.
I've never had that problem. I do have a thought, though. When it comes to the Wisconsin Badgers, if you're the Gophers, and you have a sudden outbreak of COVID, and you can't play that game against the Badgers in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, you can make the Badgers then ineligible.
Exactly right, yes. And you don't get pummeled.
No, you don't get your ass kicked.
And you cost them a chance
to
go to the Big Ten championship game.
You can say we have 14 guys. I to me, it doesn't look like the FBS is going to make it to the finish line anyway, do you? Because the SEC... which is the ones that said, we're playing the hell with you.
Yep.
They missed four games last week.
Yeah, it's true.
Four out of seven. So, I mean, if they can't get to the finish line where they don't give a damn.
Do they care? But if they get the right teams, do they care? So, like, if they get Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, let's say right now, and who's the fourth?
I'm Ohio State.
Yeah. If they get those four, do they care if the rest of the teams have to cancel
Ohio
State games?
Now has missed one, right?
Yes, they had they had Rutgers. Was that no?
Last week they missed Maryland. Yeah,
Maryland canceled, which was brilliant of Maryland.
If I was Harbaugh, and knowing that I was going to leave Michigan 0-6 against Ohio State, I'd get about two COVID infected people to walk through my locker room.
That's what I'm saying.
About a week, 10 days earlier.
Exactly my point.
That's right. Let's go.
Hey, Barry, it's Mark Coyle. I got bad news for you. Outbreak here. Can't play. Yeah, bye.
Bye. I think we've been eliminated from being the Big Ten West representative, right?
Oh, did you watch
it? Northwestern wins one more. Northwestern, 1-8 last year, beat Illinois, is going to be the West champion.
Did you watch the game on Friday night at all? That Iowa game?
I was shocked.
It was Brewster-esque.
I was shocked, yes.
It was that bad.
I'm looking hard for this quote from PJ.
Okay.
That last, after the Auburn game, now it wasn't in his immediate post-game remarks because I looked at that interview.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe he told us we're never going back there again, right? This victory shows us we're never going back to what we were, right?
Yes.
Well, that was somewhere.
I'm almost positive that is correct.
I gotta find that quote. I don't know where it would. I gotta find that quote.
I think he said it. Didn't he say it in a post game? I want to say
not in the long, maybe in a post game TV, not in the long.
I'm pretty
media
sure
session.
I remember that quote.
Yeah,
because at the time it made sense.
Well, according to our story in the Strib today, we're a developmental program now, and this happens in a developmental program. You go from beating Auburn and finishing 10th in the country to being absolutely Brewster-esque, Wacker-esque horse bleep. You know,
to getting your ass kicked that bad?
The developmental program.
Oh, my God.
By the way, an Iowa team, which has been through hell with the African-American uprising.
And lost two close games to start the season. They're not great.
And, the day before they played here, they got it announced they're getting sued for millions by 13 former black players at the school. For discriminatory practices. And they've gone through all this, and they come up here and beat you as bad as they want to.
And Ferentz rubs it in, which was the three consecutive timeouts is one of the great all-time troll jobs.
But that wasn't going to happen unless Fleck started it.
Yes, he did.
Fleck started it with the timeout.
Although the fact that Ferentz up 26-0 went for two, I think established how he feels about your guy PJ.
Yeah, that was, remember when Bielema did that to the brew man?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Two,
and then said, according to his card, he wanted to be ahead by 38 instead of 37. But, yeah, he went for two, yes. But, everyone who's now, I saw Rand Ball wrote that the unsportsmanlike display by Ferentz. Well, you're... If you're a coach and you've shut them down all day and you're ahead 35-0 and the other guy calls timeout and you're the senior coach of the Big Ten, you can taunt him a little bit.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
But to be in the position that PJ's team was, that's what's so embarrassing. To be in that position, to have it rubbed in your face, it's one thing if you lose 35-32.
Yes.
Okay.
Or 22. Exactly.
But you had been shut out by Iowa, and your play calling offensively, I have no idea what you're doing now. Tanner Morgan looks like he's completely lost.
You know what? If they want the other guy back, Penn State will probably trade him back to you.
Oh, Siraka?
Siraka, yeah. You could probably have him back. If you want him back, because this Sanford, but I guess Sanford is, you look at his track record, he was at Notre Dame 1 year.
And this is Jordan Love's guy from last year.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's pointed out by others that Jordan Love got worse with him as quarter, got worse with him as the offense, much, much more careless with the ball. In fact, everywhere he's been, he was okay at Notre Dame 1 year, and then he got a head coaching job, right, and failed there. Mm-hmm. And then, but he's a buddy of PJ's. That's why he got the job. They know each other from the past. So.
PJ's in-game coaching, which was questionable last year at times, has been atrocious this season.
Yeah, he gets too worked up. He's idiotic. The third and... The explanation of third and six. Well, I wanted to get half of it, and then we could run it. Why not get all of it?
Yeah.
Why not throw the ball to Rashad Bateman for 8 yards because they've been giving it to him?
And your defense stinks, and you're going to put them back on the field after kicking a field goal, which, of course, got blocked or missed. But it makes no sense. But in his mind, Pat, I think he's going as fast as he seems to be instead of being able to slow things down. He's calling timeouts where he shouldn't.
Yeah.
He's running. I mean, they're down by 30-some points, and he's running the football. What are you doing?
Yeah, trying to hold the score down. He's done that in the past.
Yeah.
He's, trying to run a clock and not get your ass kicked as well.
It's too late.
Who was that last year that they – no, 2 years ago they did that. They just basically tried to hold the score down against – was it Wisconsin?
No, no.
They might have been last year against Wisconsin because they lost last year.
Might have been last year.
That snowy game.
No, no, it wasn't last year. I can't remember when it was. It was maybe way back in 18 he beat Wisconsin.
But this is atrocious.
Yeah.
I mean, this is awful.
Where are the athletes?
I don't know.
They don't have any athletes on defense.
I don't know. I mean, you lost four guys. I get that. But that doesn't mean that you can be horse bleep.
No. Completely inept. And it is, you know what, it is incredible, though. NFL isn't quite as bad, but listening to the college football announcers, the media, the American sports media is unbelievable, and especially the TV guys that want to offer excuses for ineptness, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, last night, the guys on the Reddick or whatever his name is, like Lewis, and they're all Greasy says, when this dumbass Lazar or whatever his name is calls that the one play where on third and five, he doesn't give him anybody to throw to. He runs every four guys straight down the field like these speed burners from like he's got four Willie Gaults and he's going to run by everybody and doesn't give him an outlet. He said, well, that's the first really bad call I've seen. Are you kidding me? The guy was, you could see the look in his eye. He was terrified. But that's just a joke by Nagy to try to say, oh, you don't like my play calling? Wait till you see this idiot. You know?
Yeah, so they'll be begging him to come back after the bye week.
Mm. Boy, I think, don't you think, in all cases that the quality of football is just down, probably because of the preparation?
Absolutely, it's down.
You know? Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, there are few good games now, like really good games.
Do you see that? South Carolina, Muschamp got fired finally.
Yeah, he's walking away.
They
with
gave
millions.
Up 700 yards to Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss. 700 yards.
Yes.
700. And by the way, he's still getting paid by Florida. His buyouts now, unless South Carolina can negotiate him down, $16 million.
That's pretty good during a pandemic, ain't it?
For a guy who's never really
I will
won
be
that
more
much.
than happy to shelter in place if you give me $16 million to go home.
I'll build a place to shelter in.
Exactly right. You'll never hear from me again.
That's right. So we got the NBA draft coming up tomorrow night. All Zoom, all the time. I mentioned having...
You're not going to get on with Gerson? Talking about the draft.
I'm Thursday's my day, so I'm writing. Okay. I'm giving you my NBA insights, but it's incredible. Oh, and I'm going to probably write something like this at least for the early is. They have the first pick, and then they have another. When's the other one?
Right now, it's 16 or 17. I think it's 17. But yeah, they got two first round picks.
They got two first rounders. Including the first pick, and with them, we expect it to turn out wrong, don't we? I mean,
until proven otherwise, you just
expect it to turn out wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Whatever happens, you know, this goes back to having the worst record in basketball the year that Shaq and Mourning are coming out, and you get third. And you get the third pick, which means you don't get Shaq, you don't get Mourning, you get that complete jackass Christian Laettner, who's one of the biggest jerks in history, and a decent
player. Yes, he was a decent player.
Only a decent player.
Yes.
Goes back to then, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
the damnedest thing.
It's, and then when they do get the, and Cat, okay, he was the right pick, the best player. Mm-hmm. But he's a disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, he's not
he's
where you think he would be. Yeah.
I thought he'd be better.
Yeah.
I thought he would defend.
Yeah.
I didn't know the
defense. I thought he would play with an edge consistently, and he does not have it.
No. He's a great offensive player.
But you're right. The history of this franchise is phenomenal.
Oh, it is.
Like, if you look at everything that's gone wrong.
I did a thing 10 years ago, maybe now, whenever it was, that before Cat, obviously, that they always were wrong. You know, and not like with just, you know, just going anywhere in the draft and saying that player turned out better. But like some guy taken in the next two or three picks was always better than their guy. I think they were right about Marbury.
Yeah.
But then he left.
Yeah. Demanded his way out.
Yeah, then he demanded his. So even when, as I said, even when they're right, they're wrong.
So is the Wolves' modern era of being wrong, does it start with Marbury then? Because McHale had drafted Garnett, which turned out to be a great pick.
Yeah.
And then they got Marbury to team with Garnett, and that, yeah, that was supposed to be our Stockton Malone.
Garnett was, they were right.
Right.
Obviously.
But I'm saying there was a brief period there where things did not go.
Yeah.
But then Marbury demands his way out, and it didn't become a disaster right after that.
No,
that was the end of this whole notion that we had this twosome that was going to be unbelievable.
Well, I looked at my column. I looked at some columns from back then. Yesterday I was in the office, and my column the day after they drafted Marbury was 2 years in a row they've gotten the best player in the draft. You know,
yes,
picking fifth and then picking fourth. I believe. They've gotten the best player in the draft, and kumbaya, Marbury was. These guys loved each other.
Yep,
and that was even with the thing to go into the Western Conference Finals. And that was probably the most optimistic day in Timberwolves history.
When they traded Allen, because they drafted him, and then Milwaukee drafted Marbury, and they switched it.
Prearranged.
Yeah, right.
Prearranged.
But it's funny, because Phil says now, wow, if they had just kept Ray. And I said, no, Phil, you don't get it. That night, we all thought,
loved it.
You got the point guard who's going to be here for 15 years.
Well, here's the other one.
Every season, the Olsons would gather on their dock. With all the weeds and muck, no one would go into the water, except for neighbor Larry, who would stand in there to cool off amongst the thick weeds.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
But this season, the Olsons dropped a few Aquaside pellets into their lakefront. After just one application, the water was crystal clear. And turns out, neighbor Larry is a free spirit and a fan of skinny dipping.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
Oh, my.
Who knew'd? New.
Clear your lake or pond completely. Visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
Everybody now rips the hell out of him for Wiggins. How can you trade Kevin Love for Wiggins? We were at the fair. What's our Wiggy shirt?
Get Wiggy with it.
Get Wiggy with it.
Yep.
We sold out before they made us stop selling them, right? Or something.
They were walking around the fair.
Yeah.
Wiggy and the guys.
And we had Wiggy
on
our show.
Yep.
Was it on Saturday? I don't know.
No, it was a weekday.
We had Wiggy on our show.
Yep.
Now, it wasn't Sid-like, but by far the biggest crowd we've ever had, that we ever had at the fair for the show we did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a celebration. It was, they got Wiggins. He's, you know. Wasn't he Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
I think he was Rookie of the Year.
He was Rookie of the Year.
And, you know, everybody says, he wasn't that good. They shouldn't have given him $140 million. I'll agree with that by then. But at the moment, how did we steal this guy from Cleveland?
And that was Flip, right?
For Love. Yeah, that was
Flip. Flip made that trade, and everyone was so excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was unbelievable. And, you know, even giving him the max deal, you know, because Glenn got him to promise he was going to try, which is a good one.
Poor Glenn.
But, I mean, his numbers were still pretty damn good.
Yeah, we were excited. There's no question we were excited.
But, I mean, in the next 2 years, you saw his flaws, but he still, like, after three seasons, he was historic as far as the NBA was concerned. But
you're right. Everything goes wrong.
Yeah. It is unbelievable.
I fully expect at some point in time, Cat is going to demand a trade back east.
Well, I won't say who. Here's. Oh, yeah.
Or
West or any damn place. He'll want to go. He'll be the all time, I got to go somewhere I can win.
Yep.
Because he don't want to work hard enough to be the reason you win. He wants to ride along.
Sure.
To be the, you know, the third wheel.
Yeah.
You put me with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and boy, I'll win. Ooh, okay, good. They'd rather have Draymond Green. Thank you. He tries. But, yeah, but he won't be here 2 years from now. Will he?
I don't know if it's going to be 2 years, but he's definitely at some point in time going to want to go to a coast, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I totally see him.
Yeah, because you know they're gonna if they play this season, they're gonna win 30 games. Maybe they'll be might be better.
Yeah,
then he's not gonna say, okay, come on, get on my back, and 2 years from now we're gonna be in the Western Conference Finals. Or he's not that kind of guy.
No, no, I think you're probably right, but I do. He strikes me as the type of guy who's gonna say, I either want to go west, east, or to Miami. Something like that.
Here's the other thing that happens. Miami. He sounded like a Miami guy now that he's discovered the Bahamas or wherever it is.
Stephen Butler.
But here's the other thing with this franchise. This is true. I got to write this too. But so I'm watching the Tubby Smith's last ever game for the Gophers. No, second to last game. They beat UCLA. In the first round of the NCAA tournament. Shabazz Muhammad is a freshman, and I hate him. I am screaming at the television, this guy's horrible. He won't pass the ball. He won't defend anybody. All he wants to do is take stupid shots. He's the reason the Gophers are going to defeat a much more talented UCLA team. And then Flip maneuvers around and drafts him ahead of Giannis, okay? So I'm saying, I hate this guy. And then last year, I'm watching.
I remember this.
Texas Tech. With
Jared Culver.
They run eight clear outs for Justin Jared Culver with the national championship on the line. And he still hasn't scored. You know, he either misses a jump shot, turns it over, misses a free throw. He just, and I can't remember who was sitting next to me, but I had a good seat, like second row. It was a great seat.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who was sitting next to me, and I said, this is the kind of bleep that the Timberwolves are going to draft, that the Timberwolves would draft. And sure as hell, they did.
Yeah.
They traded up to draft him.
They did.
So I told somebody, he's got to look at Jimmy Butler and say, this is me. I got to get bigger and become the hardest-nosed. I'm not a natural shooter.
You're talking about Culver.
Culver. I got to become the hardest-nosed guy that ever lived. Strong, hard-nosed, fierce defender, because he's an athlete, right?
Right.
And this individual said, that ain't happening. Apparently a low-key fella, so... I don't know.
But you know what he is? He's part of the family.
Oh,
he's part
God,
of the Timberwolves
yes.
family. They'll never give up on him until they trade him.
Poor Malik, man. That's
I got to find the story about the notebook. That's great.
Oh, yeah. It's in there. I'll send it to you.
It's
just one little sentence in there.
Oh, sure. That doesn't matter. I just want to read it.
Oh, that's...
Where you can and can't smoke my dope.
By the way...
Upstairs, no. Downstairs, fine.
What are the leagues going to do? You know, it's now... It was on the ballot in 15 states for recreational.
Yeah.
Passed in all 15.
The NBA, do they care? I thought they don't.
I don't think they care.
I don't think they care.
But you can't have.
The NFL's going to have to just drop it.
You can't have enough to be considered a merchant.
Sure.
I think that was his problem. But the quantity.
Oh, yeah. I think he had it in heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. The quantity is the problem.
In bulk.
But yeah, I mean it's 15 states. I think there's now 35 states that you can buy it. You know, the
baseball doesn't care either about dope anymore, right?
I think so.
Marijuana in baseball, they don't care anymore.
They used to put you in jail.
Oh, I know.
2 ounces.
Yeah, well, they won't be doing that now.
No, when South Dakota, which votes 100% for Trump, says yes to recreational marijuana, you know that
Malik's problem is you can't have the gun and take it out and tap on a car window and then point it at the car.
No.
That's where you run into problems with the authorities.
Yes, and I think it's there's probably, as I said, certain quantities that you can. Drew Brees has multiple rib fractures on both sides of the chest and a lung issue. He is not.
He kept playing. He kept playing too in that game.
Well, he's not. They're not putting him on the IR. They might as well. That's 3 weeks, right? Now it's only 3 weeks.
I would think
weeks.
It'd be at least 3 weeks.
No, but I mean, why not put him on the IR for 3 weeks?
I don't know. If I'm him, I'm done. I'll see y'all later.
I get a kick out of Peyton saying he's not going to tell us whether he's starting Winston or the scatter-armed Taysom Hill.
This is a page directly from our old buddy Brad Childress's book, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you if I'm starting Kelly Holcomb or Tavares Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Not that.
I ran across something the other day. I was looking through something. I ran across a very optimistic Tavares column that I wrote too. That one point in his the year out there at Denver when he played real good.
That was 07.
We kind of thought that going into that next year he'd be okay, right? 08.
Yeah. Yeah, he competed for the starting job, right? Oh, yeah, with Farratt. And then he opened the season as a starter and lost two games. They benched him.
What jam did he get in a couple of years ago?
Tavares?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Maybe once his career was done.
I mean, he passed away in the car accident. Six months ago?
Before that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he got into some jam there. Yeah, that's... Well, anyway, it's amazing... It's amazing when you got the number one pick how low your expectations can be.
Oh, I know. Well, like you said previously, too, you know, it's 1 year where there is nobody who is clear-cut.
No, nobody that's going to make you run out and say if we have
a
play.
At least Cat, we were excited because he was a top player.
Edwards has got the thing that frightens you more than a flaw in his game is that he doesn't always play hard. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Mackie was talking about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that ever again.
No, I like the...
Can't change that.
I like LaMelo. I like the kid as a point guard, and I don't think there'd be anything wrong with having two ball handlers.
So they're definitely not taking Wiseman because he's not a fit, but he might be the best player in the draft.
Yeah, they haven't even talked to him, according to the story today. He didn't even...
Yeah, Duke said he doesn't want to come here, and so he wouldn't talk to them, so they didn't talk to him.
Doogie. Oh, Doogie.
On our scoop.
Oh, Doogie. Okay.
He's been giving us Wiseman updates for a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he's all over that draft. So, anyway. Yeah, it's... They're not going to let fans in to start, right? The Timberwolves announced. December 22nd.
No.
Any dates that are being announced right now, by the way, are just urinating into the wind as we used to say.
I think that's why my sport hockey is waiting.
Yes. Yeah.
They're purposely not going with the date.
Hockey's been pretty smart. Gary Bettman, I know you don't want to hear this.
I know where you're going.
Underrated. He got Vegas. He got Seattle.
You're right.
These guys get Memphis and Oklahoma City.
Yep.
He's got Vegas and Seattle. He beat the NBA to both those markets.
Yep. Well, and Manfred makes Bettman look like... one of the great commissioners of all time.
Yeah, yeah. But they're talking. The baseball would like to expand if they could figure out Oakland and Tampa too. And I asked the individual who told me this. I said, well, "Where are you going?" He said, "Vegas." I said, "He said, well, maybe Vegas and Montreal." I said, "Vegas. Vegas would be a horrible place for baseball."
Yeah.
Middle of the summer. I mean, you got to build a dome, but. Middle of summer, nobody goes to Vegas
exactly
in the
right.
summer to go to a baseball game. It'd be idiotic, you know. And then the other one they mentioned is Portland. Well, I don't know if
I'd go to Nashville.
To...
If I was baseball, Nashville, I'd look at Nashville. It's a great downtown.
I'd go to Nashville and Montreal, and I would do, since we're screwing up everything, I would change it all and do my all my divisions geographically.
Sure.
Have 216, have a West and an East, and you got the Cubs and the White Sox in the same league. You got the Mets and the Yankees in the same league. And
might as well, Dodgers. Now.
Yeah. I mean, everything's
right.
changed.
Anyway.
Yeah, everything's changed.
They're going to have to move.
If you put Nashville and Montreal, if you got Oakland someplace and you got Tampa someplace, so they all stayed like that, you'd have Nashville's a central time zone, but it's an eastern thing. You'd have 16 in the east, 16 on one side of the country, and 16 on the other.
Tampa or Oakland's going to have to move. And I think Tampa's going to have to move. I don't think they're going to build them a stadium, and they got to get out of there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're. It's unbelievable. It is a great thing for baseball, though, that you're most under-financed. Unfortunately, the great part of it, of the Tampa go, is also a negative, because the way to go to the World Series is to never have a starting pitcher, you know, to have three starting pitchers and 25 relievers and take 4 hours to play every damn game. And all the baseball's problems, number one, I'll say it again, time of game.
Yeah.
That's their number one problem, time of a game.
Yeah.
And it's all caused by Phil Mackey and his analytics. I blame Mackey for baseball's current predicament.
Just all on Phil?
It's all on Phil,
not Falvey and Levine, too?
Yeah.
And Rocco, who loves to take pitchers out at the most inopportune times because some magical book tells him to take them out?
Yeah.
What's the damnest thing?
What was my new thing is, you can't take out a starting pitcher unless he either pitches five innings or has given up three runs.
So you're going quality start backwards.
If he hasn't given up three runs, you can't take him out before the five innings.
I like it.
We might as well do that. We're changing all the other rules. What the hell?
All right. I think we're done, unless you got something else.
Vikings playoffs, and guess what? I'm going to go really out on my skis. They're going to win a playoff game.
Woo!
They're going to win a playoff game.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.